So welcome to the second day of our summer academy, and we wanted to continue basically the type of pedagogical experimental work which we saw yesterday evening, which in part, you know, was investigating universal laws. And so today we want to enter in the realm of the artistic laws and put the question up front: how do we learn the method of classical musical composition? Now, before I just present ourselves, I wanted to put as the basic hypothesis for this morning's panel under a definition which Lin put in his paper of the visualizing of the complex domain, because he said it there very precise, and that is what we try to do in this short 1.5 hour this morning. Lin started to say, begin the definition of classical composition with a crucial question: how does the individual's mind discover the set of principles of both composition and performance? How does this relate to the individual sovereign act of generating an experimentally validated universal physical principle? In other words, what is the feature of thought objects which is common to discoveries of principles in both physical science and classical composition? And then Lin introduces a very ironic remark, which I think is essential also for the composition of this morning's panel, which has a very fine irony. How does the answer to that question make clear the reason why we must see classical artistic and opposing forms of artistic compositions or performance as placed into qualitatively opposing categories? Classical and romantic artistry are not contrasting views of art. They are different species of existence, opposing one another's existence in a way comparable to the interspecific sterility enjoyed between mammals and reptiles. So I think this is a very crucial distinction, that he places the romantic music on everything which hangs to it and performances to the reptiles, and says, you know, the sterility which is there between the mammals and the reptiles, in this way you have to view the opposing views between the romantic form of music interpretation and so forth and what we call the classical method. By the way, that reminds me to a little story which many years ago Lin told us in another context, and that is the nice story of the millipede, the thousandfüßler. There was the smallest bird in the universe staring at this moving millipede, and he thought, what can I do to make it nervous? And then he had the crucial question. He said, hey, listen, millipede, how does it function that you get one feet after another? And at this moment, a shock occurred for the millipede. He stumbled over his own 1,000 feet, and that was the moment where the little bird picked the millipede. Anyway, so having this said, we want therefore to put in front of you first what confronts a person like us who wants to compose today, and how do we learn from Bach? This will be done, presented by Karl Michael Fitt from Düsseldorf. Then we show the opposing view of problems which we face day by day: pop music, rap music, film music, and the disease which we call Wagnerianism, or as Lin put it yesterday, Arnie Schwarzenegger. So that will be presented by Ortron. And I will finalize with the question of how to understand one crucial aspect of Mozart's last work, Requiem, the Dies Irae, one of the most complex works in all history of music, with the help of our people, who worked on it for a while. Please start.
Jetzt wo nach? Geht er?